So today, really, what I wanted to talk about were updates and trends. And I thought the first place to start might be with the U.S. Supreme Court's decision in Mohawk Industries versus Carpenter. That was issued in December of 2009, and it's about availability of review under the collateral order doctrine, availability of immediate review by interlocutory appeal. And, of course, under the collateral order doctrine, if you go up to the Court of Appeals under that, that would be an appeal as of right. And in the most general terms, probably what you ought to take away from Mohawk or remember about Mohawk is that it further narrowed the collateral order doctrine itself. That case is part of a group of several cases out of the U.S. Supreme Court over the last decade or so that have tried to cabin in the application of the collateral order doctrine. The specific issue in that case had to do with an order by a district court compelling disclosure of information against the claim that that information was privileged under the attorney-client privilege. And the court held that that type of order is not immediately reviewable under the collateral order doctrine. And so what we find really... what the court said was it's not reviewable under collateral order doctrine, but, you know, if you're sufficiently exercised about it, maybe you could seek a mandamus. Or if the question is important or novel, perhaps you could get the district court to certify the question under 1292B for a permissive appeal. Or you always have the option of defying the order compelling disclosure, having yourself held in contempt, and pursuing an appeal as of right from the contempt order, perhaps not the preferred method for all of us.